I'll type this in a minute.
Yeah, get your shit together, goddammit.
Welcome. This is the All Man Podcast, where we're having casual conversations through the lenses of three different perspectives.
Happy holidays.
I am Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
And I'm Wayne, hashtag humbug.
Just hear those sleigh bells ringing. No, that doesn't put the smile on your face.
Oh, Grinch ass nigga. All right, brother,
so, you know, so.
I am definitely not the holidays guy.
Why?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just not.
You're a Grinch.
Full of glee.
You're a Grinch. Ebenezer? Are you a Scrooge?
I wouldn't say I'm a Grinch. Okay. I'm just not, like, all for the festive holidays.
If you want to save yourself, if you want to save somebody, save yourself.
You a diehard Christmas nigga.
Sure. I am.
Holly, you got lights?
I would love to get, like, a diehard Christmas card. Like, you know how they do, like, the little Valentine's Day cards?
I got a diehard shirt.
Yo, that shit'll be hard as fuck.
The diehard one?
Are you going to be back for the Christmas party?
When is the Christmas party?
The 20th.
I might just be getting back. I think I'll fly back in on the 19th, so y'all be here.
All right.
That sounds like a plan. Historically, the holidays are just not my thing.
I'll be ready with the cookies. I'll be ready for
my
baking.
Are you baking?
I'll try them.
I'm ready for my cookies.
Oh, you're ready for the cookies.
Yeah, I'll try them.
And to put in my order.
Way to go. Because you're not breaking your promise.
I can't feel my face when I...
That was my sweatshirt last time we had a party.
I can't feel
my face.
Yeah. Are we doing Ugly Sweater again?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't even remember the last time.
I barely
It was a blur.
It was definitely a blur.
So why are you like that?
Yeah, what happened? Who hurt you? I ain't pulled that out in a minute.
I think it's a lot of it's a culmination of a lot of things. Like, I don't know, just memories of just Christmases and just, I don't know. And then, like, over the last 6 or 7 years, a lot of people have just died around this time of the year.
Yeah, that does suck.
So it's hard, but it's just not a driver. You know how some people are just really excited about, I can't wait for Thanksgiving to eat, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I literally have one plate at Thanksgiving. I probably don't even finish that.
No, I know. I stopped eating a lot, too.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm like, I don't see that. It's cool to see family. It's cool to hang out and shit. But, like, I'm kind of like, oh, I got to go to work tomorrow. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like,
tonight.
Right. And I had to work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, a few of these times.
Right. So, and then Christmas is kind of like, okay.
I don't know. I like the spirit.
I like this. I like it for my kids.
I don't like it for the meaning that everybody feels like. And maybe because I'm broke, but I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe because I'm poor, I should say.
If I were rich, you're coming up on money.
We're not talking. Maybe because I'm still in the process of coming up on money.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's kind of dirty. So I would buy some gifts, but I wouldn't flood. Maybe one time, but I just don't like that feeling.
I do like to be able to, my Christmas glee, per se, is being able to share moments with people, you know.
But isn't that every day? I mean, that's how I feel every month. That's how I feel every time we do this show.
Yeah. I like that. That is. That's appreciative.
That's dope.
And I think in those moments, in particular spaces, in the holidays, sometimes, like, if, you know, friends you hadn't seen in a while, or y'all get together, have dinner for the end of the year, you know, shit like that. That's nice. Those are things that get me excited about the holidays, per se. But I'm just like, maybe it's trauma. To be honest, maybe it's just trauma.
That's real.
Like, I've had, like, literally from the beginning of the Thanksgiving holiday, consecutively, like, people just drop off.
Yeah.
Going into the new year.
Do you ever celebrate their life, though? Like, are you down or are you, you know what, yeah, I'm down, but, because I was messed up for a while, so I can't really speak.
Yeah.
When my grandmother passed away.
Yeah.
You know, and her birthday is November. So, yeah. I mean, when it hits, I'm like, I'll think of grandma.
Yeah.
But this year was different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this year, you know, other times I'd be like, oh, it's grandma's. Because I'm not good with death.
Yeah.
So I'll just overlook it.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It didn't happen. I just act like I don't talk to him.
It's your coping mechanism.
Probably. Yeah. So, but now I'm starting to be like, you know, should I be down? I'm not going to be down.
Yeah.
They live within the memory of me.
Yeah.
All right. So every once in a while, I tell these guys, hey, you know what? I love you.
Yeah.
You know, or thank you. Or, you know, that's just. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, rather than walking around, but speaking of a show we did before,
yeah,
that's vulnerability, but that's between, you know, me and you guys.
Exactly.
And your family, I think, where you feel safe as well.
Yeah.
I mean, so I love the holidays because, again, it's coming because death is inevitable, but, like, I've been blessed enough, like, my great-grandmother lived to be, like, 94.
Jeez.
Like, my great-aunt lived to
Big
be, like, 90.
Was she chewing snuff? Because my cousin was like that.
Also, my grandma used to chew snuff.
I think she smoked. I want to say smoked she cigarettes. Smoked. I want to say she smoked.
Which makes me want to chew snuff. Yeah, I'm still going to smoke cigars.
Right.
George Burns was 103.
You're still smoking, yeah.
My man who just died, the black guy, 105.
Yeah, he smoked.
Nigga said, I drink Jack Daniels and smoke a cigar every goddamn day.
I said, shh.
I wanted a nigga to say something about nutrition.
But right. I mean, right. But I think that's the what I realized, because I've had a close friend of ours, childhood friend. Her mom died when she was like 14.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 16. And I think what happens, especially around the holidays, is just the absence, especially of like a grandmother or like your mom's, like, that's the leader. Those are the most familiar, like the cakes.
But
the,
I also feel selfish.
Of course.
Kind
of
like, dude, you only care when, you know what I'm saying, when something reminds you, a birthday or Thanksgiving. Right. And I'm like, dude, don't be a jerk.
But I think you said earlier, though, you don't think about it because it's, but I think that partly is a coping mechanism. But again, when everything is being thrown at you about family, Thanksgiving, it's all
it's
about
amplified.
The family, right? Yeah, it's all in front of your environment. So, like, for me, like, I'm the only one who lives outside of the city where my family is, right?
Okay.
So I'm the only one who has to make an effort to fly in to see my family.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when I was living in New York, it was so easy. Like, I worked for a great company at the time that was like, listen, the week from Christmas on through New Year's, you get time off. Like,
oh, wow.
The company as
That's
a whole
cool.
takes the whole time
that
off.
That is cool.
So I was spoiled a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I could schedule. They were like, listen, this isn't mandated. It's not mandatory. But for the last 8 years, we've always taken that day off. I mean, taking that week off. And so I could go back and see my family. And then when I went back home, was living in Texas for a little while, like, it was something I took for granted. Because I could go see my family for an hour and then go to work. Like, yo, I'm getting this double time. Like,
right.
Keep my plate warm. I'll be back, like, type situation. Now working in retail and then also not having the same accessibility to flying home as frequently.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, damn, like, now I need to, and also I think being older, like, I need to value this and cherish this family shit. So 2 years ago, last year, I was not going to go home for Christmas. I was like, listen, I miss Thanksgiving. I'm not going to make it home for Christmas. I'll just chill here. I think at the time I needed to be looking for a job. Like, there was just other stuff. And something inside of me, the universe, God, whatever, was like, yo, you need to go home. And when I went home, the day that I was leaving, that morning, my grandfather had a heart attack. It was a mild heart attack, but he had a heart attack. And I was like, yo, I would have been distraught to a certain level, like, if I would not have been here to see my grandfather, and he would have passed.
Right.
Right, he would have transitioned. So, for me, it's partly getting to see the little people, like the 2 and 3 year olds, like, get their presents and running around and doing all those. It's Christmas story. Like,
yeah, you definitely ain't got no kids, right?
Right. I don't have the pressures. I don't have the pressures, and I also
that's
don't
cool
have to
though.
Deal
that's
the,
cool though.
Yeah,
that's
cool
with the headaches, right? Right. But again, it's. If for me, that's what it is. It's Christmas story. Like when Ralphie's little brother's like, "Ooh, we a Zeppelin!" Like, you see the kids just wilding
so
out,
turned,
wilding out over the, like, yo, this shit's about to be broken in a week. if it makes
hype about that wagon,
right? Right.
I didn't see the movie.
So radio flyer.
Have you not seen?
What, sounds like judging. Sounds like judging.
No condemnation, but I'm definitely judging. Oh, yeah. It's on TBS for 24 hours.
Again. My Christmas movie?
Die Hard.
I was a different
die
kid.
Die Hard.
I was a different kid.
But that's what
or
I'm saying.
Or Lethal Weapon, if that's your thing.
Yo, the OG Lethal Weapon?
The first one was Christmas.
The first one is just...
Actually, I think they're all or, but one, but...
Yeah, Christmas. Or Friday After Next. That has moved into my... As my Christmas, hell yeah!
What oddly enough, those things give me a little pleasure. Like when certain times of the year they show certain things, you hear certain music. Mm-hmm. Those things are uplifting.
Santa Claus don't come to the ghetto.
Yeah, you're right. Santa Claus don't. Oh come my to god, the ghetto.
Never heard that one.
Really? You never heard of Nate Dawson? Oh, I gotta play that for goodness. You.
Yeah, before we
that's
leave.
Great.
No. Is it? No, I'm good.
But I think
I'm good, Duke.
But yeah, I think that again, so one of the reasons why I love the holidays is again for the spirit. I love, you know, when I lived in New York, the windows of like Macy's. Oh, sorry, no pub. That was sorry.
I'm no sub. Goddamn
it! Players fuck up. All right, shit. But like you go to the retail.
They only live once too. Shit,
call me Catman, goddamn Catman Duke, because I got nine of them. But
that's right, Jack.
But yeah, I mean, like I love the lights. Like when I was, and again, part of it is the memories. Like me and my mom didn't have to have a whole lot of money. We would hop in her car. We would drive around the city to like the richer neighborhoods mm-hmm. and go look at the Christmas lights. She'd give me some hot cocoa. We have some fucking peppermints. Like the little candy canes, and like that's what we would do. Like
that's a vibe.
It was, and it was a great time. Like, Tone's judging.
No, I'm judging, but it's when you said we didn't have a lot of money, and there's a lot of stuff that you can do, when, and then it wasn't yes. the presents that you remember. It right. was the time. Like,
yeah,
me and Christmas. Maybe because I don't, you know, going back to Wayne's, me Christmas smells like. The pine needles from the real tree that I had. Mm-hmm. And when I remember like decorating. People right. say they decorate the tree. I'm like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm yeah. like, that's not a decoration. That's right. No, your tree needs to look full. And it needs to
robust.
Smell like, you know what I mean? And when you walk in, you smell that.
Yeah.
Like it's, a week after. I don't even know what you did. Yeah. But it's there.
It's the keenness.
The keenness. You know what I mean? But that's, and I don't have that no more.
Right.
I don't have that family feel. And I would know if I had it.
So it's the traditions I think that we take for granted in youth that we really start to appreciate.
I
to
knew
me.
It then.
No, I'm saying
it was something inside me. I knew it.
No,
then.
I think all three of us.
No, because he's not happy.
Mm-mm. Well, so me and you can vibe on that. Yeah. I knew it, but I took it. I very much took it for granted. Like my grandmother's getting older, like. And it's fine, like, as much as it, I tried to put it out of my mind, mm-hmm. I know my grandmother's not going to be here forever, mm-hmm. right? And she's going to pass most likely before I do. Like, she's going to transition. And so now, like, you know, her, we were talking to her 3 years ago about her recipes, like, for what she makes. Like, my grandmother makes a bomb-ass pound cake, like... Right, her sweet potato pie,
cake.
Right.
I'm gonna make y'all a pound cake for the show.
I appreciate that.
We need to get Drake on the show. We should get Drake on the show. What do you think?
Drake's not coming on the show.
You should hop on the show. Have
I
some
think
real,
Drake should come on the show.
Have an all man moment with us.
Cake. What about Jay-Z? You think we should reach out?
Let's speak that into existence.
Let's do it.
Actually, I think Jay-Z will come on the show before Drake.
I don't think so. Let's
put that onto the universe.
Yeah.
Let's see which
Drake
one comes
or
first.
Jay.
Just put DM.
Right.
So
we're gonna fucking end up with Funk Flex.
I'll take it because I got some questions.
Oh man, baby.
With the explosion.
Get familiar.
With the explosion. But
dropping bombs like Flex.
So no, I think that. Again, it's those things, but it's, you know, for me, I give two shits about the presents, but it's been the over commercialization of Christmas into making people, like my coworker, she was like, so what are you asking for Christmas? What are you getting for Christmas? I was like, nothing.
Peace.
I said, I'm gonna see my family. She was like, well, you don't want any gifts for Christmas? No, like my family will give me gifts, but like honestly, now I get more excited for what's in my stocking stuffer. Like we do stockings and shit, and my aunt will always put in like a scratch off. I was like, one of these motherfuckers going to hit one of these times, right?
Everybody's getting a lottery.
Is it right?
I get 30%.
It's right. Oh, you got to put that on the lottery ticket. When
I
you
am.
Get to
I okay, should. Good.
Yeah,
with just a little note, like a little Santa's note.
As a matter of fact, I'm gonna get y'all right now. Yeah. Hey. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you hit 30%.
You gotta get your own quarter. 30. You gotta scratch it with your own shit. Right. Okay.
But yeah, but that's
I
mean,
don't play scratch off. I get mega millions and fireballs. We going all the way.
we ain't no half stepping.
Right.
But like that, talking to, you know, when so my grandfather and my grandmother were divorced way before I was born, like when my mom was still a little girl. And so they both have remarried and all that. So like we'll go to his, he be having like 40, 50 people over there.
Dope.
Like, we not opening no presents, but I'm catching up with my cousins for the year. I get to see my little baby cousins, who might as well be my nieces and nephews. Like, I watch them grow up, you know. And so now it's that family time and the warmth. And again, my grandfather, he drinks. So, like, all of us will drink there. Like, we all, like, he has a wet bar. Like, he be like, son.
A wet
son,
bar.
He be like, son, what you want? What you drinking? I be like, you know, the bourbon is on. You know where the bourbon at? Like, you know where the whiskey soda. At? Like,
that's all right.
And then again, my mom, who doesn't drink frequently, will have a glass of wine. So like, it's a different energy there. Mm. And then when I go to my grandmother's house, it's more relaxed because like it's festive at my grandfather's house. Like, it's older people that we don't know, like it's the United Nations up there. It's black, white, like everybody's there. At my grandmother's house, it's my intimate family, and that's partly where I get that
bring
intimacy.
Bring back some of that pound cake too, because I want to. You want to make a compare? Pound cake. I want to compare. Pass some away and shit. It's good.
It's the fluffiness. It's the keenness.
The keenness.
It's all about the butter.
So how do you not like? Is it just the loss of loved ones, or
it's a culmination of things? It's what I identify these months, like October, November, December. It's what I identify with these months.
And what do you identify with?
Being locked outside when the turkey was cooking.
Nah, you couldn't get it never burnt. Locked outside. Just overwhelming.
It's cold.
Just an almost. It's an overwhelming feeling. It feels like there's so many expectations for the holidays.
Yeah.
I got to do this. Pressure. I got to do that. I got to see these people. We got to do this. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, bro, by the end of it all, you be like, okay. I need a vacation from the holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just too much.
I don't.
And coupled with, like, grieving and circumstances, situations that you be like, man, I don't think I really still got over this.
Yeah.
And then you still dealing with the overcompensation of the holidays. Yeah. So it's like, man, this shit is just, I'd be so ready for December 31st to be done. Like,
well, no, you still got New Year's Eve.
Then you got two more months and you got two on 1 month, which sucks.
Yeah. No, I mean,
so that's how I feel about like holidays now. It's always something.
Yeah.
It's always. So you got Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day,
New Year's,
you get drunk for cheap. And that's the good thing about New Year's.
Well, can you get drunk for cheap?
So if you don't get caught up in the commercialization,
now it's like, all right,
shit. Everything is quadruple the price on New Year's.
I thought it was cheaper.
My nigga, if you go to a club,
oh, I'm not going to a club. I'm sitting at home getting.
But that's what I'm just saying. Like if you think about, because to both of you guys' point, so Thanksgiving, I have to go buy a whole lot of shit because I got to make shit that most of, if we're being real, we're not going to eat it all. So we overcompensate for how many people we know are there. Like by third year, I'm sure, you know, Wayne knows how much his daughter's going to eat, how much his son's going to eat, how much he's going to eat, how much his wife. But you still make enough for double or triple that amount.
Yeah, probably. And then
you can, right? And so then you can, because I don't know who's going to come over, who may stop by.
People be mad when you take plates.
Yeah, like.
What? I thought that was the purpose.
That's why you overcompensate. But so I'm overspending for that. And immediately now, that night, I'm automatically thinking, because I've been conditioned to think about the shit that I need to buy. So now there's pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't have any money, fuck, what am I going to do? Like, my kids want some shit. My girlfriend wants some shit. My wife wants, like, all this shit that you didn't have to start trying to go after. Oh, we need to get a new TV. Why, my nigga? We got a TV last year.
What'd you do with the last one?
Like, right, but yeah, but you know, such and such wants a TV in her room now, and it needs to be, or she wants a bigger TV, and it's just like,
I still got the TV. My first flat panel TV, I still got.
Yeah, if it, you sound like
10 years old.
Sound like you bought a quality TV,
and it's nice. Yeah, it is. Right, I gave it to my mom. She uses it.
Now we done bought two TVs in the last 2 years. Both of the motherfuckers done went out.
Really?
Yes.
I still got the one in the box that the company gave me last year.
It's in the box.
In the box. So I hope they give me another one.
So I have two TVs in boxes.
But this, see, that's
two TVs.
Two TVs. But see, that's all the stuff that I'm speaking to. I don't want to be, and we won't speak about this too much longer, but that's the thing. Like,
we talk about it as long as we fucking want.
Yeah, we can, but
he hasn't been drinking, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I haven't.
I was talking about that one.
I know. But
the fuck is wrong with you?
Being festive for the holidays is just not what I identify with. The holidays to me mean stress. Mm-hmm. It means
money.
Oh, it means time that I probably don't fucking have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing easing to me about the holidays.
I think what you guys, especially what Michael Andrews said, making it about being around people and you want to experience that. Looking back on it, it was just that I did take my family for granted. Yeah. Oh, my brother's here.
Yeah.
I guess who I don't get to see all the time.
Yeah.
You know, my mom, so you would know, but she's not feeling well lately. It's like, it sucks.
Yeah.
And I don't have that same, it wasn't about presents under the tree as much, especially now. Like, half of the shit was socks and drawers. I ain't give a shit, but I use them.
I think that's when I'd be like, oh, y'all really love me. Yeah, I got some socks and some drawers.
Right.
Yeah.
Michael Andrews' point, I think you might be owning something. I think it is about the traditions that we culminate year to year. Because I know a lot of people that do very quirky and cool and innovative things for the holidays that incorporate their friends and their family. Mm-hmm. And then it just sometimes they just do it for their core family. They they create and curate experiences year to year, and that's their tradition, which is super cool to me.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it has nothing to do with the commercialization of Thanksgiving or Christmas or gifts. It's about, we're going to make experiences, and this is what we're going
to
do.
I think we should get big enough that we just take an all-man trip and almost just like, yo.
That should be hard.
Either a cruise or, you know, an all-man cruise. We're going on the whole floor.
Yeah, I got.
You know what I'm saying? We just do that. And like, yo, when we invite the listeners or whoever, yo, man, bring whatever.
Bring your family.
Who cares? And we just,
I think that's an awesome idea.
Well, and again, I think
just don't die when we on the trip.
Man, hope you can swim.
It's but it's the traditions. It is the traditions of, like, even with
love
those.
Overboard.
I'm sorry.
Love overboard. S O S O S O S
O S. Oh my God! So
so we love you.
Yeah.
Sexual chocolate. Those do not go together, by the way.
Listen. No, they don't. That was good, though.
But if you think about, like, what happened. So, Thanksgiving. Right now, last two or three years, mm-hmm. I haven't been able to go home.
Yeah.
Just circumstances, whatever. So, I basically do Friendsgiving with a friend's family. Like, but she's super close person, like, love of the life, love of family to life. Yeah. And so... that's not important. No, not for me. You would not. No, it's not somebody you would date. And she's an older lady and cool and all that other shit.
What's wrong? Oh, you got ageism now?
Sure, of course. Anyway, what I was saying was
you're making the turkey uncomfortable.
Job, turkey. So
see what I did there?
So speaking of turkeys, right? So she's super, again, great. She has these shirts. She had these shirts made this year that said, this jive turkey brought, and then we were supposed to say whatever we bring it to the joint, right? So, like, mine was disruptive conversation. Somebody else was the money. Somebody else was that fire. And I was telling her, I was like, yo, they ain't gonna know what that means. She was like, because she brought that fire.
Right. Hey.
And so, again.
Where's she at? Trying to meet her.
So,
y'all got appetites?
I do.
Just wait and see.
Right. So, we, but again, we, the traditions with her are Wednesday, everybody comes in town because people flying from, she's from Detroit. Mm-hmm. So people flying from Detroit. Her son plays overseas, plays basketball. He flew in, which I ain't got to see. I hadn't seen him in like 4 years, so it was great to see him. Catch up. It was family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some crazy shit happened, like, that made us all laugh. We talked about that shit for an hour after we ate, like, just to laugh at it. Mm-hmm. And then we went and fed the, we not really fed the homeless, but, like, they do this movie night for the homeless. And so we got to help set up that's for that. Up, and I love that that's her heart, like, and that's her family. She's instilled that in her kids.
Yeah.
So she always does that for her kids. Again, like, with my family, we have our traditions. Recently, probably about 7 to 10 years ago, one of my uncles, he and his wife were like, listen, we love y'all, but we're not doing Christmas at y'all's house anymore. Now, mind you, our Christmas used to be all aunts, all uncles, cousins, everybody's there together.
Right.
They don't do that anymore. I ain't seen, because of that, I ain't seen my uncle in almost 6 years prior to this past summer.
Did no they excuses. Say why?
Because he wanted to create traditions with his own family. That's legacy.
Okay.
And so, first 2 years, I resented him because I was like, I wasn't seeing my cousins on Christmas Day. Like, but now, again, as I'm getting older and I understand legacy, tradition, like, and carving our own mark for his grandkids. He has grandkids now. Mm-hmm. For them to be able to come and, like, spend time with their grandfather, like, to do their thing, whatever they do, is important. And so, you know, again, it's the, for me, Christmas often represents the importance of family. Like, this summer I got to go to another family experience, was like, oh, this is the shit. Like, this was the shit. And it made me remember how much I fucking love my family, like how blessed I am to have the family that I have, even though we got our own shit that we dealt with. Mm-hmm. Like,
whose family doesn't?
But again, I think that we forget that that's what, that we're blessed to have family. Like, even if it's fucked up, even if, like, one of my cousins who I love to life is just, he feels isolated. Mm-hmm. No matter how welcoming we try to make him feel, like, he just doesn't show up a whole lot. So when he comes, it's like, Cuddy, what up, babe? Like, let's go out. Like, after this, like, we're gonna go out and drink, we're gonna go have fun. Like, because I may not see you for another 2 years,
right?
Like, because that's just what it is. And so, again, the holidays just remind me of the gifts that have no superficial monetary value. The gift of friendship, the gift of closeness, the gift of, like, love. Like, especially, like, recently, shit, nigga not feeling loved. Like, it's been amazing to send out love. Like, when I need love, just to send love out. And just have somebody else be like, oh, man, like, I love you, too. Or, like, thank you so much for just thinking about me. Like, I may have been having a bad day. And what you just said was super encouraged. Like, those are all gifts. And it reminds me to, like, hold on to that shit. Because that shit could be gone tomorrow.
What else can be gone tomorrow, Tony?
I'm glad you guys said that.
Yeah.
Speaking of friendship and love, hard transition.
Pivot.
Pivot.
Right.
Pivot.
Right.
Hump,
left hump.
Those are two different references. If you guys didn't get it, one was friend, the other one was woo.
No,
what
nigga, that's Strictly Business.
Strictly Business. Strictly
business.
That's right. Yeah, he looked like that. Strictly Business.
Tommy Davidson.
Yeah.
All right. So,
and Halle Berry.
Friends and love. So you with your shorty?
How many of us have them?
Let's be friends. The ones you can depend on. Let's be friends. Hey.
All right. So how do you feel about your lady having male friends that she is really close to? Like, hey, this is my homie. Well, Wayne is probably different, but this is my homie, Michael Andrew, for me and you. He was here before you, and he's likely going to be here after you.
Don't say that shit. He'll be here after you. I said that shit to my ex, and now. It was a little. Mm-hmm. That was a little too much.
Is that why she used her ex?
Nah, but no.
But you already seen it. If you gonna say that shit,
yeah, man. I knew she was gonna be my ex at that point. But like, and I did not apologize for that. I meant what I said.
Sorry, not sorry.
But I don't know. It depends on it depends on how that young lady moves with those friends. Like, I've had young ladies I've dated who have male friends, and everything about how they move says that they're friends.
Close but, enough to, you felt comfortable enough to where she has a get, you know, a kickback, and
they,
drinks.
Yeah, they come kick it.
No. Oh. She has a kickback. Oh, and I'm not there? You ain't there. Yeah, she has drinks. Yeah, he's so drunk, he got to sleep over.
I've had situations, not where that happened exactly, but like I've had friends or girlfriends who've had male friends like that. Mm. All right, cool. I would trust that just from their dynamic, how they interact. Like that, she throwing that nigga a fucking pillow and a quilt, and that nigga sleeping right where the fuck he passed out at.
This is the comment that, because this was presented to me, and I was having a conversation with a woman, and I was like, I've never met a dude. I said, I'm going to ask the fellas.
Yeah.
Because Michael Andrew, I feel like he's going to be the one that's going to be like, okay with it. But even that dude, and I told her, I was like, I think he a clown for saying it. Advance. So everybody, I said, hey, I'm not sure I've ever met a man who was cool enough that he wouldn't take the pussy if it was thrown at him.
That's different, though. And that's different.
Or you know, I totally agree with you. Right. So I don't think that I would never want to invite that. But that's just me. Because I used to be, yeah, it's cool. But getting more into my, what I consider is a more masculine frame, in which we talked about in a previous show, I have to set a precedent that, hey, this cannot be allowed.
Right. And again, boundaries are necessary. If that motherfucker, again,
What if they had a history?
That's going to be a problem for me.
But they didn't. They haven't.
A history with who?
Each other. Like the friends. Your like, girl and.
They fucked?
Like, yeah. Did they fuck?
Yeah.
Then that's an issue.
It's going to be a little bit of an issue
for
me.
5 years ago.
It's still an issue.
Yeah. It's
now.
Does that mean that, like, is the ultimatum time? No. But me and that nigga probably would have a conversation before me and my girl did. What? Like. I'm just being real.
Hey, cuz, you want to come over and have a drink?
No, it ain't even that. Wait, but if, why he here? No. Why they hanging out? Because, again, if they close.
What you going to say? You can't control that dude.
It ain't about control and shit. It be like, listen, y'all, I understood y'all had a history. Since this shit is over and y'all cool, I just want you to know, like, I recognize that you guys have a history. So, and that's, to me, if I'm getting the confused face like Tom's giving me right now, I'm going to be like, yo, if you can't understand what that is, yo, just respect the relationship.
If now, you feel like you got to say that, though, doesn't it mean that you're kind of a bit insecure?
Maybe. I can own I'm being insecure. That's
oh,
fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. More definitely.
Oh,
more
yeah.
Definitely.
More definitely.
But again,
definitely.
If I'm taking it to the girl, again, I can't control that woman either. So,
correct.
So for me, I'd rather be in a situation with somebody who I would assume could be wrong, a wrong assumption, but I would rather be with somebody who assume who understands, like, yo, what the shit is.
I know I can't control this shit, but since she cheated on me, I'm going to just have to snuff you, dude. I mean, somebody else
somebody
got to
get it. Okay.
Somebody got to feel this
somebody
pain.
Somebody got to feel this pain.
Rock, paper, scissors, rock. Like,
but you
rock,
know what
paper,
saying?
Scissors, whatever the fuck they say.
You lost.
Right,
times.
Right. So I got smacked.
Michael Andrew.
give me some baby powder real quick.
To Michael Andrew.
Slap myself.
Point, it definitely has to do something with our dynamic
yeah.
And their historical.
Like if she's sitting on this nigga's lap, nigga, if you don't get the fuck up off, that's my brother.
What?
Fuck all that bullshit.
What
like,
you talking about your brother? You don't sit on your
I'm
real
David
brother.
I'm David Ruffin her real quick.
Right.
Grabbing her by the arm.
Fuck out of here.
Let me holler at you real quick over here. Nah, I'm lying.
It's a respect factor to me, man. It's always gonna be respect because I have always been under the thought that people are gonna be people whenever they fuck they want to do it. So my thing is like either I trust you or I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Now,
real
you in a situation where you feel like you could do what you want to do and you doing whatever you're doing, hey, remember. Check your surroundings.
I don't want to invite that in there.
Be aware.
But how
you don't have to invite it in. Whether
I don't
want to
be
whether
okay.
You invite it or not, it's happening.
Yeah, I don't want to be okay with that.
But that's what I'm saying. So how do you deal? How do you deal? Because, again, she said this nigga was here before you and he's going to be here
if
after
she
you.
She says that, well, then there is no relationship.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
Because you're putting somebody ahead of my. That, yeah. You can say that about your family.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we were ever talk marriage, quote unquote, you know what I mean? Like you're saying that this supersedes our union. Right. Nothing can supersede our union, not named God.
Right.
That's just that. If something does, I got the wrong woman. We could be, it could be my ex that y'all, if she said this, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
So if you say, so if she, let's say she doesn't say that, like, yo, but he's been my friend for 10, 15 years.
I would have to be comfortable, because I don't, like Wayne said one time, I don't trust anybody farther than through him. You know, everybody's capable of doing some stuff.
Anybody is capable of doing something that you think they could not do.
Right.
100%.
That's the whole point 100%. Of you questioning, like,
Right. So I need to feel comfortable, because I'm an insecure motherfucker at times. Mm. Okay. And generally I'm insecure because I ain't honest. All the way there. Of course.
That's honest.
This is an all-man podcast. So when it comes down to feeling like, hey, oh, this is my homie, when you cape too hard, and I had to talk to some women about it. It's like, yeah, you may not be feeling that.
Right.
He may be your homeboy 100, but he probably got googly eyes for you. Just don't know. Yeah. And since I came in, he probably going to be like, probably going to try to flex a little bit. Oh, remember that time? Go to, you know what I'm saying, reminisce with you a little bit
watch
too much.
Mouth.
Yeah, watch your mouth. Then I have to like, yo, my man, you want to ready to leave?
You got
to
chill out with that.
Put these red
relax.
Shoes on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, they're already going to be on. I'm just taking
relax.
Out the trash.
Yeah.
But we just took out the trash. I'm taking out the other trash.
They're taking out the other trash.
Yo, why don't you come help me real quick?
Yeah, come grab on, your man. Shit.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Now let's take a walk. It's right.
Yeah.
Just go down there.
We finna go get some beers.
Hit him with the Jimmy.
Right,
from,
right.
Goodfellas. No, just, this, it's right down there. Just
yo, that scene was wild.
It was. If anybody remember.
No, just keep.
Just keep.
Yeah. It's right there.
Go watch Goodfellas.
She was like, right here? Yeah, just.
No, I think it's going to be all
right. No, just right in. Nah.
No, I think I got to go. I really got to go. No, no, you should go in there.
I mean, they was finna blow her brains out.
Yeah, Cameron going to make it.
Right.
So, I mean, I feel. Because I don't want to invite something. I think you can just be like too loosey-goosey with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like women, I'm just going to tell you because it's happening with me. And I'm glad I was a person at that time. I don't know because I'm not with that chick anymore. Don't invite women over your house and have, you know, wine night and you hanging and your husband come home and y'all kind of scantily clad. Like, don't do that. Make sure your husband out the house.
Wait, that was a wine night?
Yo.
Was this a sleepover?
No, they was just, you know, it's like a book club. I forgot what it was.
And it was the negligees?
No, one chick came over.
Booty shorts?
Mm-hmm. And no bra. And she had big ass titties.
And you gave it a double take?
I had to look. It was just like, yo, that's mad. And this is when I was trying to be cool with my old lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, in my heart of hearts, I was like, you know, the old Tony would have been like, yo, what up, though?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and then I pulled my dick out.
Wait, we're having lunch and dinner tonight.
You know what I'm saying? But she came in, booty shorts. I don't know if she was wearing drawers, titty, you know, white outfit. You could see through the gym. Like, that's disrespectful.
Yeah. To
you know,
also, yeah.
And you inviting, you know what I'm saying? You just let a wolf into your
right.
in-house. You know, and this... You know, a sniper.
That's coming from a man,
ladies. That's coming from a man. Don't do stuff like that. Even though you may be cool, y'all may be, yo, even my home, and I've slept, you know, with an ex one time in the same bed, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were, you know, I wouldn't invite that with a relationship. That's just out of respect.
Right.
Yeah.
If we've been drinking, we cool. Nah, we don't need none of that.
Mm-mm. I'm going to sleep out here.
Yeah. I'm not even going to sleep. I'm going to sleep in my car.
Right.
Nah, if we cool enough, just let me have your driveway. I'm going to just sleep in my car. I got enough gas. Crank. If it's cold outside, crank the heat until I sober up and drive home. If it's warm outside, we good.
Yeah.
I go smoke a cigar, walk around the park, you know, a couple of hours. I'm sober. I'm going.
Right.
Sleep at a hotel. Do something. But and I don't think you should invite, oh, yeah, but we're male friends. No, ain't no male friends, B. No, you ain't friends and he ain't friends with you.
So I think that's a bit of the challenge that, dudes and women are not realistic about. Like, I know niggas who could be friends with a woman who's pretty, sexy, whatever, partly because they done fucked mad pretty fine, dope chicks, so like they know what that is, and they like,
nah, I had to pick it a little.
Yeah, like, I'm cool, my that's nigga nice. Like, yeah, she cool, and she's a great reference. Like, so you ain't never fucked such and such? Nah, my nigga, she done put me on with like five dope ass chicks that I done fucked with.
That was
with.
Better than her.
And
that's nice.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yo, but again, that vibe looks crazy different. Now, I almost have to watch in those situations most of his homies, because I just wasn't in at that point, I wasn't in the same league as he was. Most of his homies, I was like, whether they said anything about it or not, because none of them did. They all tried to play it cool. I said, they all watched their girls around him. Mm-hmm. Because now the shoe's on the other foot. Now she might be checking for him because he the boss. He the one in charge. He the leader. He the alpha. And so they would be checking. Like, there was always a distance, a subtle distance that was kept between him and the women that they were talking to. And so, again, the dude who gets a lot of women or who deals with a lot of women is not as pressed, like, the same as those other dudes.
I think there are people that still have... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's the same thing with the ladies. Like, a lady who is fine, and she's had NFL niggas, she's had, like, she's not as impressed. Now, that doesn't mean, again, if you're a square nigga... And the NFL, NBA, nigga, she know what type of lifestyle can come with that. Right. So you better...
And that's going to get still, objectified, like, very quickly.
So if, for example, we talk about the baddie from my job.
Yeah.
Right, that MA knows.
Yeah.
If I were to... If she were... Let's just say she's my girl. Y'all can't be... Y'all can be cool, but she can't be sleeping over your house.
No, and yeah. she... But again, as a man... So this may sound contradictory
and
or hypocritical.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, I know y'all... Yeah, that's... Yeah. You got 10 years.
Yeah.
But this is old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But that's...
And I'm
that's,
not trying to just... Not to say that I would gift her. Something was going to happen in 10 years.
Just think you say gift her.
But I'm not going to... I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, it's cool for you to just go out and have drinks. And,
well, I think, again, boundaries,
be
right?
Home at 9 o'clock.
But I think that that's the thing about boundaries. Because, like, again, even with her, even with her, she's dating a dude. I'd be like, yo, like, let's all get up. Like,
yeah, of course.
I've said that several times. Like, she's like, yo, yeah, we'll get up. Because for me, it's just like, listen, you my homie. Mm-hmm. Like, this ain't going nowhere. I'm not checking to try to get with you or any of those different types
know,
of things.
Man, maybe you should.
See?
Well, oh, I'm sorry. Not to new shorty, if there is a new shorty.
Any shorty.
Because she on the same level to me.
Anyway.
I'm not giving you big ups.
I appreciate
it. Because shorty at the job is...
Big up.
Big up. So
respect.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is in those
smoke show. Just gonna blow it out.
So all I'm saying is in those spaces though, for me, it's a conversation of, again, when I was actually gonna speak to this. So a young lady I went to college with, we dated, but like it wasn't ever anything physical. Mm-hmm. I just always had love for her. She was just a great person. She came to my grandmother's wedding with me.
Okay.
Right? She slept in the bed with me. Mind you, we both single. It just wasn't no vibe that say, yo, I want to have sex with you. Like,
see, yeah. See.
It just, for me, it just wasn't.
There we go.
It wasn't. So we don't deal with each other on that level.
That's the gay couch. That's cool. That's cool.
They're both, you got to be gay because I don't want to sleep with everybody I lay with.
I can own my sexuality. I know that I'm a heterosexual male.
Sometimes.
Yeah, these bitches know it too.
So.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying, Jack?
Well, you know what I'm saying? If you know, you know. Shit.
You know.
So,
cheers.
But when she got married, so mind you, there was a different level of closeness that we had too.
Yeah.
She knew she could trust me.
Right.
Like, and I was going to be in a respectful space, even though, like, we had talked about attraction and all this other stuff. Mm. So she had started joking. She got engaged. And she was like, listen, so Mike, we just going to stay friends. Like, da, da, da. And I was like, whoa. No, this dynamic is about to change out of respect for this dude. Mm. Like,
you don't want
to
be married.
But again, she would throw out jokes like, oh. She would throw out jokes like, well, if this don't work out, me and you get married. I was like, hey, my nigga, I ain't playing none
of
them
not
games.
A joke?
Like,
I would be
ain't
hurt.
No joke.
We had mad music reference. But it was just like, yo, you gotta chill.
The show.
I ain't no joke.
It's Christmas.
Christmas.
Party. Right, yeah.
Santa Claus don't come to the ghetto.
Relax. Relax.
So I'm saying in that space though, when she said that, I was like, yo, the dynamics of relationship don't
he can't stop laughing. Totally I don't know what to do with my hands.
Oh shoot.
It's gonna be over when I hear that shit.
Right.
Just put a star on top of the tree, nigga.
Is that a 40 on the top of your tree? Upside down is empty.
Yeah. But
it's the old E tree.
The old E tree. Nigga, that's some ghetto shit. That's some ghetto shit like a motherfucker.
I promise you.
This the old E tree.
Somebody's going to try that, and I want our fucking credit.
God, nigga.
Hey, my with some 211. Real quick. We got to talk the tree up with something.
You just take the little, with some little shooters the and put them on as ornaments.
Oh, my God.
That would be a dope tree. That's and then hard. Every day, you just take one and
drink. Take put a the shot. Little hooks on the tops.
That's it.
And then you just take them. Choo.
Nigga, tell me about to actually go do this shit.
That's hard.
I'm not an alcoholic, people. I just like alcohol.
It's called the drinking tree.
It's the Oli tree.
It's the giving
tree. The Oli
tree. It's the giving tree.
The tree that keeps on giving.
It keeps on giving. But
I don't even know how to spell Christmas.
Hey, yo, what the?
Don't drink and drive, people.
Oh, you know, I just thought about real quick.
Louie.
Shorty may listen to the show, but she knows she bad.
Who's 100%?
Who's bad? Right?
She knows she's beautiful. Yes, she's beautiful and bad.
Who's bad?
I mean, she.
Who's bad?
Okay. Okay. See, we took it a little too far. We was doing good. But she knows she's beautiful. We're men with eyes.
Merry Christmas
and shout out to her. But no.
Merry New Year. not in this country. Oh, forgive
in
me.
This country, we say happy.
Happy. Oh, forgive New me. Year. I am an African exchange student.
Happy New Year.
Beef jerky?
Beef jerky time.
You want some beef jerky?
That's what I say when I get a new cigar. Yeah. Somebody say in about 10 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect.
Beef jerky time.
I know.
Lionel Joseph.
That's the only time, yo, blackface, I will let you ride.
Yo, you know what? Nobody say it because it was funny.
Let me tell you something.
Low key, I will let you.
And he looked like a black man. He did.
I'll let you ride, Danny.
Nobody cared.
Lionel Joseph.
From Cameroon. I am, what do you say, Nabeem? I got to get his name right.
I'm Mbutu. I forgot
he
his
said,
name.
I'm going to get it before we get off the show.
Anywho. But yeah, so I mean.
Nareem Abakor. It was something Abakor.
But no, that's, I mean, yeah, shit, dynamics just change in relationships regardless. Like,
excuse me.
And again, to the young lady's credit, she grew up a little bit because that was immature and it was reckless to say. Mm-hmm. And now that she has kids. Her kids are young, like 10 and 7 or something like that. Like,
oh, this is a long time ago.
Yeah, she understands. Cool. She understands, like, yo, nah, like, I'm committed to my husband. Like, so if I was to ever throw that back out at her, she would be like, nigga, nah, like, hell no. Like, I'm... You know what I'm saying?
I was vulnerable. I was scared. Probably.
Right? Any one of those things. So, I mean, it's one of those. I think people got to remember also that dynamics change. And again, as you get a little bit older,
more mature.
And mature.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I'm nah. Like, yo, if you got friends, that's cool. But that person, any one of my female friends, I got some very close female friends, would understand it's something. We have talked about, but that really doesn't need to be talked about. These dynamics change. No, I'm not doing certain. But again, one of my close friends, she'd be like, look, if this bitch fuck up, nigga, I'm right there with the moving truck, ready. Like,
that's what's up.
Like, and she like my sister, like, yo, I got you.
But at least they have an understanding.
And but she understands it.
Yeah, this was being sold like, yeah, I got a lot of male friends, and that's cool. I mean, just as long as there's a, you know what I mean? But don't try to oversell it.
My other question is to those young ladies has been, so how many female friends do you have?
It's Duke up.
But then that's what I'm saying. Then that's where I kind of like, oh, okay, she's just a very social person, most likely. So, again, it's context because if you're like.
And who you calling friends?
Right. I mean, yeah, you're talking years, though. Yeah,
and that's a different conversation, too.
Who are you calling a friend?
UNIT. I don't know why. Okay.
I don't know. I just felt like, yo, I don't want to invite that in. Before in my history, I'd have been like, it's cool. Because, I mean, and my brother Wayne said, you know, if I can't trust you, then I got the wrong woman.
Yeah, man.
That's cool, but I'm not going to help you fuck over me.
Right.
You know, fuck me over.
You just got to be conscious of what the fuck going on, man. Watch your bitch. That's all that is.
Nah, she good. She good.
Nah, she all right.
She all right.
You know what I mean? And ladies, watch your guy. You know what I mean? Like, be careful with that. Don't be having your little passion parties and shit.
Yeah.
Your husband come home from a hard day at work
and you see a chick sucking hard, dick.
Cause a chick
was sucking dick home back girl, than you did.
Your homegirl testing out lingerie, talking about some girl, don't my ass look good. This nigga like, yeah, that ass do look good. What's for dinner?
She has some big ass titties too. She was cute.
But that's what I'm saying. Look, that passion, but even with passion parties, like.
But she was.
But no, I'm saying, like, so imagine if you came home.
These
right?
flashbacks. He'd be like,
I mean, because her attitude was like, yo, is that what you do?
Right.
But then again, so if you'd have seen that three times over that night, right? Like, so chick got titties out, another chick got her ass out, another chick got a little baby tee on with midriff or whatever.
Mm.
And you like, yo, these are the young ladies that you're inviting into my house, into our house.
Is this an orgy?
So
is this what this is?
And again, no, if you come home, you just finished working out because you a dude works out after work. Then it's like, oh, girl, damn, he fired. So then if something happens, right, wrong, or indifferent, you like, well, I can't believe y'all did that. Like, look, everybody got self-discipline and self-control.
And let Tone walk in and drop the gym bag on the floor and say, hey, do you ladies all have tickets? Because I don't want it to be any fighting in the line, okay? Everybody politely line up from the kitchen to the bedroom door. We'll have refreshments in the kitchen. You guys, you know,
one
freshen up.
Time.
You guys one freshen up?
Nah, I'm just, at that time, I was just like, I just thought it was disrespectful. Yeah. It was late. I was coming home. I was like, yo, y'all don't even need to be here. I'm tired. I don't want to.
And you don't hear the noise. Like, it's a whole lot of.
And I wanted to be cool because I was a cool husband. I'm glad, you know, but I talked to my wife at the time about it. And I was just like, yo, your homegirl, just letting you know that was disrespectful.
Yeah.
Flat out. It was disrespectful to you. It was disrespectful to me.
Yeah.
This is our house and we're trying to, I wouldn't want you to do that
shit. You want me to put my dick in your homegirl mouth? No. So let's just keep it
alive. She addressed it at that.
Yeah.
But
girl, you can't be wearing, you can't be having them big ass titties and shit.
But it's the same thing again. It's the same thing when you just paying attention to the company that you keep.
Yeah.
Because if you can't recognize, like, I'm in somebody's home, like, this is not my home. If you want to be like that, and we at your crib, it may be a little uncomfortable for us. But like, that's your house,
right?
That's your space.
Can't say nothing.
But if you come into somebody else's home, you just gotta understand the certain. Here's what I've realized about modern day society. People are so quick to be like, well, I can just do whatever the fuck I want to do, that they've forgotten decorum. It's about like, yo, again, if you go into a party, fellas, like, grab a bottle of wine. You can get some $2 chuck from fucking
Trader Joe's
from the spot.
Sorry.
Right.
We having a holiday party on Friday. And it's going to be at one of the sales manager's house.
Dope.
She was like, no one bring anything. I'm not coming to nobody's house empty handed.
Right.
Yeah. That's not right. How I was raised.
Just something.
Married? Yeah, she's married.
So just something, right?
Really? Like, man, I was going to ask to be like your plus one, man. Hey, you know.
Okay, cool, man.
I'm trying to go like, to the party,
I like,
too.
I like horse divorce.
Hey, man.
I like horse divorce.
She said that today, too. Yeah. That's crazy. I was like,
they had
so.
A connection. Y'all had a connection.
Gonna
you
be
even
some,
know.
I said, there's going to be some hors d'oeuvres there? She said, yeah, we're going to have some horse divorce.
Yo.
Sure.
Freak ass party, too.
I think I'm going to give her some fat bastard. It's a Chardonnay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I thought we weren't getting no. You just giving all time.
No bullshit.
But all I'm saying is.
Oh,
know,
yeah. Sorry about that. Fuck y'all.
Everybody done fucked it up. So now we are now. So all I'm saying is again, it's the decorum about understanding. In all situations, when I'm with my friend, like, yo, this is my friend. Yo, if we're close friends, my lady should meet you. Why? Because you're my close friend. My lady wouldn't know you guys. Like,
that's
yo.
Fair.
Yeah.
Like, but again, when you was dating who you was dating, like, she came and she met the crew. If for nothing else, then, yo, this is my girl. I wanted her to be clear about that. I wanted you guys to be clear about that. So, again, immediately for us, it's like, yo, there's a certain level of respect that she's going to get. We don't play. Again. When Tony and I ended up having a conversation for something that he took, and I said, yo, I got to respect that because that's his girl. Like,
yeah, that's his island. You know, when you go look at Granite Tops and you say, that the slab right there. That's mine. That's mine.
I wish it was. I'm not going front, man. I still think about her.
It's okay to think about her, man.
Yeah, you allowed to do that?
No, I shouldn't. Anywho.
You human, man. Nah, you're not Superman. Cool. I don't give a fuck how big your arms get. You still a human. You still bleed when somebody shoot your ass.
See?
Hopefully don't nobody shoot your ass.
He's not a machine. He's cut. He's not a machine.
Yo. Tell us your thoughts about friends, you know, new lover and how they intertwine in your life, you know, hierarchy if you have one. Mm-hmm. If you've ever said, hey, your friend is going to always be there.
Yeah.
So if that's a problem, you can't, you know, mm-hmm. this ain't going to work. Check us out. You can respond to us at allmanpodcast@gmail.com. Check out our link tree. Respond to us on IG.
Facebook.
And allies and antagonists.
You got it.
Catch us and engage with us. If you know our personal numbers, or hey, email
or social medias or on social media, just reach out to us.
Just reach. Talk your shit.
Reach out and touch. Anyway,
somebody's hand.
I knew that was gonna happen. That was gonna come in harmony. Like,
make this a better place.
This world a better place.
Yeah, see, know the song, nigga.
Nobody knows the song.
I don't know. You don't know the song. Bad Boy.
My wife know it ain't no bitch.
Better.
Yo, this has been the All Man Podcast. I'm Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
I'm Wayne, a.k.a. Mike Live.
Happy holidays.
We out this bitch.
Yeah.